Samvatsaraschandavega.
Samvatsaraschandavega.
Kalo yeno palakshita.
Kalo yeno palakshita.
Tasya hanta gandharva. Gandharbhyo ratraya smitaha. Harantyayu parikrantya. Shashtu taras satatrayam. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Today is Friday, July 18th, 2008, which is the year of our Lord Chaitanya 522. This is Canto 4, Chapter 29, Text 21. Spoken at the New Dwarka, Rukmini Dwarkadish Mandir on the eastern side of the salt ocean and the eastern side, I don't know if this eastern or western of Ganges, but more or less opposite side of the world. So, in Sripat, Los Angeles, Sripat New Dwarka, where Prabhupada personally was giving his lectures. What was previously explained as Chanda Vega, powerful time, is covered by days and nights. Named Gandharvas and Gandharvis. The body's lifespan is gradually reduced by the passage of days and nights, which number 360. Purport. The word parikrantya means by traveling. A living entity travels on his chariot day and night during a year consisting of 360, bracket or more, days and nights. Life's progress is taken for the unnecessary labor required to cover these 360 days and nights of life. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Text 21. So here this verse, Narada is explaining the purport of his analogies to King Prachinabarhi, and this traveling is actually the travel through life, that how we have a certain. Every year it's about 360. In the solar year, of course, we calculate 365 now, approximately 360. And the lunar, it's about 355. So the average is 360. And this way, people are going through their life. Much of the activities they're doing, if they're not in devotional service, they're just unnecessary labor. So Lord Chaitanya was recommending that we perform yukta vairagya, that we engage all of our activities as a devotional service to Krishna. And by doing that, then actually we can transcend time in the sense that we're not accumulating karmas, even though we're traveling. We're just accumulating sukriti or devotional service credits to Krishna. Now people in the material world who are not conscious of their eternal relationship with Krishna, they're struggling day and night doing their different labors to get through their achieving their desires in this material world. So in this way, sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're sad, sukha dukkha da. And this way, they're going through the year, it's like going through the different changes of the seasons. They go through their life, they're also going through the changes of the seasons. Sometimes they're young and healthy, sometimes they're diseased, sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're frustrated, sometimes their family life is very pleasant, sometimes it's quite stressed out. And this way one goes through the different phases of life. And eventually, as I mentioned in the next verse, they reach old age. Was the sister of Yamaraj. And this way, so many unwanted things, unwanted difficulties are achieved. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, he has been advising all his followers to do everything as a service to Krishna. This way we get a taste for serving Krishna. When we go to the holy dham, we get a taste. When we come to the temple, we get a taste. When we go to big festivals, we can get some inspiration. Here I'm seeing, I've been to Rath Yatra, never been to Snan Yatra. 1 year I have to catch that one. Unfortunately, I've already committed to the Toronto Rath Yatra.
Forget about it.
They have the Snan Yatra is something Lord Chaitanya also celebrated, bathing the deities, watching. And in Mayapur we have also our 500-year-old Jagannath Baladev Subhadra deities. And when the people go for the Snan Yatra, then the many villagers, that maybe they're not all purely vegetarian, or maybe not all pure, in many respects, some maybe. But what they do is, the tradition there is they all walk down to the Ganges chanting Jai Jagannath and Hare Krishna and Jai Baladev and Jai Subhadra, and they keep marching. They go about 2 kilometers to the Ganges. They take a dip. They're carrying empty clay pots. They take a dip, brand new clay pots. And then they take a dip in the Ganges with their clothes on, fill up their clay pot, and they march back with the wet clothes, men and women. And so since they took a dip in the Ganges, considered they're pure, until they change their clothes and do something that's impure. At that point, they're pure, and so they come back, and they carry this Ganges water, hand it to the pujari, he pours it over Jagannath, and they get some Mahacharanamrita. When they're marching, there's sometimes even 2,000 villagers, Jai Jagannath! Jai Jagannath! Jagannath ki! You know, different, you know, little Jagannath mantras. And it's quite impressive, you know, to see that. And there they feed about 25,000 people. Everybody comes, even like many Muslims come for the Jagannath festival, Snan Yatra. At Mayapur, because the deity came in the previous pujari's dream and told him that I don't want to go on Rath Yatra, because Rath Yatra is to take me to Vrindavan, I'm already in Vrindavan, since Mayapur is new Vrindavan, Upta Vrindavan. So that, but he said, you can do Snan Yatra. So maybe the biggest festival for Jagannath is the Snan Yatra there. I told you about the pastime that happened with Jagannath, I think about a year ago, where somebody threw his prasadam on the ground. I did. Because we're next to, like, Jagannath is right next to a Muslim village called Sardinga. And it's a Muslim-Hindu both, kind of mixed village, but many are Muslims. But many of them come by to Jagannath and they bring a jackfruit or some basket of mangoes or some milk. We say, why are you bringing this offering? He said, well, we prayed for a child. We couldn't have one for 12 years. We prayed to Jagannath. We got a child. So now we promised him that we'll offer him the first fruit milk from all of our trees and cows. There's still quite a few like that, Islam, Muslim Jagannath deities, Jagannath devotees. So nothing completely unheard of. I mean, it's quite normal to see sometime Muslim come into the temple. Otherwise, in Jagannath Puri, they don't allow even us in the temple, what to speak of Muslims. But this time, some Muslim came with a big beard and the pujari thought maybe he's another one of the Jagannath, devotees from the Muslim community. And he came and offered him a prasad. He took the prasad and threw it on the ground. The pujari was shocked. He said, why you did that? I don't believe in these things. I don't believe! Okay, don't believe, then don't come. You know, why are you coming here offending the prasad? For those who believe, they're welcome to come. If you don't believe, then why come here and commit offenses? So the guy left. The next day he came back, paid prostrate obeisances to the deities. And then he came up and begged the pujari, please give me prasadam. He said, what's wrong with you? I mean, what happened to you? Yesterday you threw the prasadam, so you don't believe. Today you paid prostrate obeisances, you're begging for prasad. You tell me what happened to you that made this change of heart? I wanted to check if he's just a crazy or whether something really happened. And so then he said, last night in my dream, these three came, and the one with the white face, he grabbed me by the neck. So I'm going to finish you, I'm going to beat you. You threw my brother's prasadam on the ground. And the one with the yellow face, with a smile, she said, yeah, finish him off. I was shaking. I was like, so much shaking. And then I was saved by the one with the black face. He came up and smiling. He said, oh, no, it wasn't that bad a thing. It just, first time offense. So give him a chance. So he freed me, So now I believe. I believe. I want to take prasada. I'll never throw again. And I believe in the... What are their names again? So like this, it was right the talk of the town. I told this story last year. I went for the first time to Bulgaria. And there's the capital of Sofia. They also have a Gornyatai and Jagannath Baladev Subhadradiri. So after I told the story, then the pastime, then I asked, do you have any pastime about your Jagannath deities? Or your deities, any Jagannath Gornyatai? And then they said, yes, we do. I said, well, what's that? So actually, temples should have some kind of a diary and record all the pastimes that happen with the deities. I don't know if you got one here. I don't know if anybody reveals what happened. Sometime thing happened, they don't tell anybody. So, and there some devotee offered the three pair of shoes to the deities, so they gave them the new shoes. But somehow, Subhadra, she had only two left shoes, no right shoe. So after offering the shoes, after a few days, Subhadra came in the dream of the pujari and said that she's limping, carrying one shoe. He said, what's this? You gave me two left shoes. I can't keep up with my brothers. Why? Can you fix this? And the pujari was like shocked. And it was a lady pujari, and she didn't tell the president, tell anybody. Just like So how could this be? Jagannath came in my dreams. And Subhadra there. And then after another few days, all three came in the dream. This time, Jagannath and Baladev were getting heavy with her. Look it. Why you gave my sister, our sister? two left shoes, how can she walk? Look, and she's still limping, you know. And so you gotta fix this. Otherwise, undisclosed, not otherwise. But anyway, that time she went right to president crying, this thing happened. I don't know if Subhas Prabhu ever had to deal with these kind of issues. And so then the president quickly arranged a left shoe and a right shoe for Subhadra. After that, no complaints came. We had another, in Mayapur we had a situation, of course there are so many, there's a whole book about it, but one that involved me, indirectly, somewhat, that one Swami came by and he was traveling around with a big Shila, Govardhan. So he put the Govardhan on the altar, he said, please keep this on the altar, I can't travel with it anymore, with him. So they put the Govardhan, the puja was going on, but after some time, Jagannath came to the pujari in a dream and said, look, since you put the Govardhan, he's a mountain. And he eats all the prasadam. He eats all the boga. He doesn't leave anything for us. Soon as the bell rings, sometime even before, he just dives in and eats everything. We're getting really hungry and thin, you know. You gotta solve this problem. So they came to me as the president or co-director and asked what to do. It's not the normal kind of management problems we have. You know. The deity is taking from each other's. But their problem was they had only one plate, and so Govardhan just kind of ate everything before they got a chance. So the only solution I can think of is give Govardhan his own plate, put a little mountain of rice on it, so he's happy. So they started doing that, and no more complaints came. Two plates, one for Govardhan, one for everybody else. Jagannath Balaji, so they didn't have any problem sharing it with. You have a Govardhan here? No, okay, no problem. So like that, this actually, every deity, of course, they're the same Krishna, but they're like different avatars. So they have a Leela Vaichitra, they have their different pastimes. So somebody has some kind of pastime. We could report it. Who should they report it to, Swaras? If they have a pastime they want that experience with the deities, who should they report it to? Keep up. Because this is very interesting when things happen with the deities and the devotees, they reciprocate. I'm sure many things are happening, but maybe nobody is too shy to tell about it. In Melbourne, their biggest festival, one of the biggest festivals, maybe Janmashtami is bigger, but is the Snan Yatra also. And then they take the deities off the altar and let everybody, their tradition, most places just the pujaris bathe, but some places everybody bathes. I don't know what the tradition is here. Let everybody come up, and they give them an achaman, and they all bathe the deities. And their jagannaths are unusual because they have feet. I've never seen jagannaths with feet before. They have little feet sticking out on all the three deities. So you can touch their lotus feet. What they do also in Mayapur as well as there is after the Snan Yatra, then when they dress them, and do the final do arati, then they make a really nice boga of all kinds of sweets and savories and different things, kind of and they put this hati besh, because the pastime is that in the Snan Yatra day in Jagannath Puri they put a hati besh where they have like a mask that goes over Jagannath where you see his where he's got elephant head. He's Jagannath with the same mouth, smile, everything, but with a trunk. And also Baladev, he has a hativesh trunk. And then Subhadra has a Padmavesh, where she has wearing a lotus face, like a lotus over her face. And I don't know if you do that here. No. There's no time to make a hat, but maybe in the future. It's really, everybody stay, you know, waits around to see the, you only get, while during the aarti, it's all time, you just see like for about half an hour, a little bit, and then after that they close and they take off the, there's some pastime that some devotee was a devotee of Ganesh, and he prayed to Ganesh, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Ganesh revealed that Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, they were the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially Jagannath and Baladev. And so they came to worship, and that at that time, Jagannath and Baladev took the form of Ganesh, the elephant, showing that Ganesh was also within them. All the devas are within the Supreme Lord. Some kind of a pastime. I don't know all the details, but so that once a year they have about 24 beshas of Jagannath. I think it's 24, and could be 26 or whatever, but something like 24. But I remember they have like the, for Ram Nomi, he takes the Ramchandra besh and he's holding bow and arrow. Sometimes you can get a tanka type of painting they have there, I don't know what you call their their paintings, which has all the beshas around. So you get an idea, like when he's at the end of Rath Yatra, they put him in a golden besh, sona besh. So everybody comes and sees him dressed up in gold. I don't know if that's safe here or not, but let's build the rats first. They have all these different dresses, but so I don't know how many we use. I didn't ask, but I know that after Snan you had to do the Hati Besh, and I saw that also in Melbourne. Of course, after the Snan Yatra, Jagannath takes a rest. He gets a little sick because sometimes, because the devotees bathe him so much, he gets a little bit of a cold. And then Lord Chaitanya, when that happened, he was feeling so much separation because they would go every day and have darshan of Jagannath, that he went running to the nearest Vishnu temple, which was in Alalanath. And he just ran to see that deity. And all the other devotees running after him, but nobody could keep up. Then when he got to the Alalanath temple, then there was there's a big, it's a granite floor. So he paid his obeisances before the deity, and he's feeling so much separation of Krishna, so much separation of Jagannath, that literally his body imprinted in the stone, melted the stone. They've taken that piece of stone out and put it in a separate temple next to the temple, the Vishnu temple. Replace the stone with some other ordinary stone, and then you can go. That temple, devotees are allowed to go. When I first came here, India, the 1970, there wasn't many foreign devotees, so they hadn't put up their signals yet. So I actually went inside and saw the Vishnu deity. I went into the deity of Sakshi Gopal, paid a 5 rupee donation, I went right in. But now they're a bit strict. Prabhupada sent me down there to try to get the devotees' permission to go into Jagannath Puri. But because he said that since Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Puri predicted that his movement would spread all over the world, Prativite Achi Jatanagar Adigram Sarvatra Pacharite Hoyvi Mornam in every town and village, and now the devotees were coming, since 500 years ago they didn't know who Lord Chaitanya was, but now they know that he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's disrespectful to him if he predicts he's going to make devotees all over the world and they come to see Jagannath. And they, out of respect for Lord Chaitanya, they should let his devotees have darshan. That was Prabhupada's logic. But they were saying, well, Rupa Goswami didn't see, Haridas Thakur didn't see, so why should you see? Wait for the Rath Yatra, then you can see him. Then I went there, but so I was sent by the administrator, go ask the Ramakrishna Mission. They said, this is out of our league. Go see the Shankaracharya. Then I went to see the Shankaracharya. And he told me a story about one devotee who was born in a non-Hindu family and how he he was worshipping and chanting his whole life, and then somehow he died. Next life he could go in the temple when he was born as a Hindu. So it wasn't too encouraging. And of course, there's been many Sankaracharya. I haven't tried the secret, the following ones, but that one was worshipping a Radha Krishna deity, very beautiful, like Radha Madhava, small brass deity. So I said, well, you're worshipping... Then he told me that... I said, you're worshipping Radha Madhava. He said, I am Radha Madhava. I am God. And I said, I got nothing to lose now, because anyway, he's not given us any permission. So I said, but Radha Madhava are very beautiful, but you're quite old and graying. And he said, that's my leela. I said, everybody has that leela. So, we're reading here, you know, everyone, the sister of Yamaraj is old age. That's a leela I think everyone like to miss. That would be something impressive if you stayed young, but you know, you're... So like that, I got my first experience with, Shankaracharya. Some Shankaracharya are quite favorable to us, the Kanchipuram one. And of course, the one in Puri is one of the toughest ones. He even says, criticizes women and says, you know, that they shouldn't chant Vedic mantras and things like that. There's some women group that throw shoes at him. And that one anyway, but I don't know now who's there. But this Snanyatra, that was something. Lord Chaitanya, he was so happy when it was over. But with this Alalana Didi, they have a pastime that the Didi has a burn, has some like kind of a scar on its chest. They say that history is the priest there had to go out for seeing some disciple or seeing some devotee, ask his son, had just taken Upanayanam, hadn't really been trained about the deity worship. So he asked him to do the deity worship, especially offer the boga. So he was bringing in the boga and asking the deity to eat it. But he was a small boy, he really didn't know what the process was. When the deity didn't eat it, he got really upset, thought that he's not accepting his offering, and started crying. And then the deity said, what's wrong? So you're not eating my offering? My father said you'd eat it. So he said, you want me to eat it? He said, yes. So he started eating it. Practically, turned into a human-type form and was eating the prasad, the boga. Then... this was going on and the empty plates were coming back. So then when the father came back, the mother said, something's going wrong here. Something's unusual. The son's bringing back empty plates. Says the deity is eating it. So let me go and see. So then he hid behind the altar, and the deity was eating. There was some hot sweet rice or kheer or something. The father looked around, saw the deity was like off the altar eating. He gasped. The deity like got startled and threw some, and somehow some of the hot kheer fell on his chest, and he got some blisters. And he went back up on the altar. The blisters are still there on the stone deity. But you gotta get close to see it. Bring a binoculars. So Snanyatra has a great tradition. For some people sponsor, that's an opportunity to sponsor kalashas and offer. Get the... When I go to Melbourne, because it's the summer there, it's the mango and the lychee and the cherry and all these different things season. Then they, I offer some chiradai. I did in San Diego, but so far Los Angeles never had me offer chiradai here.
Is that Take it whatever way you want.
And we offered about 12 flavors, simple ones, simple. Like in Atlanta, we do 21, but there we did 12. We auctioned some of the pots, and they got $3,000 donation for the temple. Also San Diego, about $3,000. Atlanta, they get... We used to auction, it took too long, but so now they get people to sponsor the pots beforehand, and then whatever pots are left, we auction. So, like that, observing these festivals is a way to get us inspired. When we do all these services for Krishna, then we're not actually, we're spiritually